Welcome to the Balance Love Life and Business Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you one of the most amazing speakers that is nationally and internationally known, Miss Katrina Sala. Katrina, why don't you take it from here?
Thanks, Tanya. All right. How can you beat that kind of an introduction? As always, it's awesome to be here. I love the Public Speakers Association, not only because it's just a great group of people and members. If you can get to a live event, you definitely want to. but there's lots of opportunity to be a speaker. So like these telesummits. So this one is all about balance, life and business and all that kind of thing. So I can talk about a lot of different things. So today, though, I'm talking about the five secrets to living a big life and what that means to you. And I thought that would be a perfect fit for this theme this month. Normally, I talk about jumpstarting your business, your marketing, your sales, your revenues, all that kind of stuff, and really nitty-gritty, you know, what to do in your business. But this is kind of an overview, not an overview, this is the big picture. Right? So why do we do so much in our business? Why do we have to be effective and focused and do so many different things in our business in order to be more successful and make a lot more money? Why does it take so much effort, right? Well, it may or may not take a lot of effort for you depending on how you set up your business. I'm all about systems, right? And automating some of the marketing, delegating a lot of tasks that you're not good at or don't want to do. And so you can actually have a bigger life, better life, more happier, fulfilled life with more freedom and time to do the things you want to do if you set your business up the right way from the start or from wherever you are now, right? There's always time to, well, there isn't always time. You have to make time to actually work on your business and transform it into more of a smooth running, money making business machine. But life isn't just about the business, right? So at some point a few years ago, I wrote a book called Love Yourself Successful. And that's the year I wrote it was a year I went through a lot of transformation in my own self because I couldn't figure out how to get over six figures in my business. And this was back in, about 9 years ago. And I was just racking my brain. I'm like, what do I need to do to make six figures? It's just frustrating, right? So I was hiring this mentor and that mentor, and there's a lot of things they were telling me to do. But one year they told me, my one mentor told me just to be. He said, Katrina, you just need to be love. And I said, what? Just tell me what to do to make more money. Come on, you know. And if any of you know me, you know, I'm the go-go girl. I just go, 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 go. I'm like the Energizer Bunny sometimes. But I learned that year that it was about being in your business and being the person you wanted to be more than just the doing. So the being and the doing allows you to have a bigger life, and it actually attracts the things that you do want when you can take time to be and see the bigger picture and you know, visualize the things that you really want and make a big plan to get there. So it is really critical that you figure out your big vision, right? So I wanted to talk to you about the five secrets to living a big life, and the way if you've been trying to create your happiest life ever, doing what you love as a business, sometimes you might find it discouraging that when you try so hard and work so many hours that it just doesn't seem to pay off. And it's possible to create a bigger life for yourself all around if you seriously are ready to put yourself all in. Now, a bigger life could mean any or all of the following are true for you, or you may have additional things to add, but these are some things that I came up with for myself and that I see my clients wanting to create a bigger life for themselves. So number one, you're completely 100% confident and happy in what you do and that you're an expert at it. So you know you're the expert and you're 100% confident and happy in what you do. And that's not always true for most people. Confidence is not as easy to attain. 100% confidence is not as easy to attain as we wish it was, right? I mean, it's been one of, I've had the issues with confidence myself, right? Which is why I wrote the book around it. And then the second one is you're in love with your significant other or know exactly what you want and will recognize and act on it when you find it if you don't have love yet in your life. So if you are in a relationship, living a big life to me means you have the most passionate love with your significant other. Now, I know there's a few of you that are probably saying, well, I don't need a significant other, or a man is not a plan, or all women are crazy, or whatever you're thinking, right? I'll never find the one, or he's not out there, or whatever you've had in the past or experienced in the past in a love relationship doesn't necessarily have to dictate your future with a love relationship. You just need to figure out what it is you really want and go out there and trust and believe that it's possible to find that. And, you know, really finding the right one for me didn't come until I was 42 years old, right? 42 years old. I'd been married before. I've had numerous boyfriends throughout my life. And it wasn't until I was 42 that I really understood what I wanted and needed and what I needed in a partner and what I was looking for and how to really identify that when I found them. So making sure that you don't settle in your relationship. Settling is not living a big life when you settle. So that's just part of what we're talking about here today. Number three, things that could be an indication of you living a big life. You are bringing in the amount of income that satisfies you, but also allows for extras that you deserve. So we don't want to just bring in enough money to pay the bills and maybe pay off some credit cards. We want to bring in all kinds of money that can pay for extra stuff that we want to do. We want to travel. We want to buy a boat. We want to donate to charity. We want to give to our children. It's bringing in the amount of money and income that satisfies you, but also allows for more because you deserve it. Living a big life could mean you're giving back in ways that you never thought or dreamed you could, right? How many of you would love to donate 50 grand to your favorite charity or be able to take off 3 months and go help a charity or nonprofit somewhere in a foreign country or something, right? Living a big life might mean you have the freedom and flexibility in your life and work to do the things that make you happy most of the time or that you can plan for them for sure. Freedom and flexibility is probably why you got into your own business, thinking, well, I'll have the life that I want and doing what I love, right? But then you come to find out that you're working so many hours and so much time and you have so many ideas and there's so much to learn about running a business. That the freedom isn't really even there. So unless you realize that you need systems and how to get the systems in place, the right technology, the right people, the right team, the right marketing strategies, follow-up, client management systems, all kinds of different things, right? If you don't realize that that's going to help you get more freedom and flexibility, then we need to do something about that, right? And then another way to the thing that might be possible to live your big life is whatever else it is you dream or want to be true for in your bigger life. That's what we want for you. So that's what we're talking about here today is really thinking of a bigger life for yourself. What does that look like? Outline it. Put it on a vision board. Cut pictures out. You know, make a vision video, go find clips on the internet, doesn't matter. I mean, do whatever you can to really dream or know that big vision. That's really step number one, the five secrets to living a bigger life, is know your big vision, know your goals, your dreams, and keep them on top of your mind at all times. Because as you know, we can get distracted left and right constantly every day, and weeks and months will pass without us remembering our dream or vision or our goal if we're not careful, right? You can be busy with 300 emails a day and, you know, 6 clients a day or week or whatever and not even be able to have time to think for yourself. And you don't want to do that. You want to keep and know your big vision on top of your mind at all times. It's really, really important. So stop and really think about what it is you want and what you deserve, and go bigger than what you're thinking even, because sometimes people don't even think big enough. Okay. And just, you have to know and believe that it's possible. Anything you want is possible. If you can think it, you can probably create it. That's what I've found. Secret number two is to surround yourself with like-minded people who support you, love you, and encourage you to be your best, to not settle and to go after your dreams. This is probably one of the biggest things I see, and one of the main reasons I wrote the book Love Yourself Successful in the first place, is that I was in a marriage, I call it my starter marriage, with my starter husband, and who was great, and he's still a great guy. It's just we grew apart. You know, we were married for 8.5 years, and the last 2 years we probably shouldn't have been married because we were both unhappy and pretty much just living as roommates. And I would go out to networking events and put on a fake smile, right, and say, everything's great, oh yeah, everything's great. And then I would come home and I would cry myself to sleep. And it was hard to find the courage to leave the marriage because I knew that he wasn't interested in supporting me and growing my business. He was scared to spend money. He was scared for me to invest money in the business and learning and training. I didn't know how to run a successful business when I started my business. Nobody does. Come on now. Even if you work in corporate or you're a CEO or you're a marketing person in corporate or a previous job, when you start out in your own thing, it's like riding a bike for the first time. You might need training wheels. You might need someone to run alongside you and make sure you don't tip over. You need training. You need advice. You need guidance, right? It's just not going to come to you and download from the universe into your brain. So you have to surround yourself with like-minded people, and that includes your significant other, your family, your close friends, and even the other professionals that you hang around with. If you're hanging around with people who like to bag on say negative things about other people all the time, or they hate their job and they're just negative, or you know, they're not happy in their personal life, which gets them depressed or angry or judgmental, you know, is that really a good environment for you to hang out if you really want to build a successful business? It's not. I'm telling you, it's probably time to evaluate a few of your friendships or key people that you're hanging around with and figure out what you're going to do about it. You got to get a plan, because the doors to prosperity may not open up for you until you do something about those people in your life that are holding you back. So the third secret to living a bigger life is to jumpstart your marketing. And that is my business. That's my website, jumpstartyourmarketing.com. That is what I do. I give people a jumpstart, but not only in their marketing, but in their business, their love life, their, you know, their confidence, a lot of different jumpstarts is what I do now. That does happen to be my website, but it's not in here because it's my business. It's in here because it's critical. It's critical. If you are a business owner, you have to do more marketing than you even can fathom thinking about. You are not marketing enough, period, end of story. I don't care who you are and what you do. I can say that because I'm not doing enough marketing and I teach the stuff. Okay. So I know you're not doing it. I've never really run across anybody who's doing more marketing than me in more different ways. Okay, in different ways. Because there's about 20 different marketing strategies that I teach. And you don't necessarily need to do them all, but I do about 10 different strategies a month myself. Okay, and I teach, there's a top 10 list that I teach. And I actually have a webinar on that that you might be interested in. I can share more with you later about the webinar, but it's, you have to figure out what you need to do to jumpstart your leads, your marketing, your follow-up, your sales, and what you need to do in order of importance so you're consistently out in front of those who need you and your gifts. And this is going to bring you to a bigger life, because the more you can be in front of a lot more people, the easier it will be to get leads. And the easier, if you have a good sales process, through the systems, through that, through your marketing. If you have a good sales system that can be automated, or you have a team to help you, then guess what? Those leads can turn into prospects a lot easier and without so much time invested from you. Okay. So most people don't even focus on the marketing that much, honestly. They might focus on one or two different aspects or different strategies for marketing, but that's about it. And honestly, I don't know anybody who's making six figures or more in their business that's not doing these top 10 that I'm talking about. They really are critical to jumpstarting your business and making a lot more money, because money will give you freedom. Right, and it allows you to do the things you want to do, hire out more people, grow your business, expand, you know, into different markets possibly, and do a lot more things to create that bigger life that you want. Secret number four is develop a support system around you with the right mentors, training, assistance, tech support, housekeepers, or whatever else may be needed, so you don't end up trying to do it all yourself. This is different from the like-minded people who support you. This is different than your support system at home, like your friends and family and significant other. This is your business support system. This is mentoring. Who do you have that's mentoring you in various different aspects of your business? Over the years, I've had business mentors, marketing mentors, mindset mentors, spiritual mentors. I've had fitness trainers, personal assistants, virtual assistants, in-office assistants, website designers, graphic designers, attorneys, accountants, bookkeepers, housekeepers, landscapers, and the list could probably go on and on and on. But all of those people aid me so in doing things that either I don't like to do, don't know how to do, don't want to do, don't want to learn to do, and or just too complicated to do myself, or that would advise me on some of the things to do. So I believe every business owner should have a business coach of some sort, and one that's preferably more versed in a variety of different ways to grow your business, not just one way. There's a lot of business and marketing coaches out there that teach you one way to do it. Like, oh, just speak to grow your business. Well, speaking is a really great marketing strategy, and it's also a great business model if you charge to speak. But it's not the only thing you need to be doing, right? So the people that teach just speaking is great, but it's limiting you. It's limiting you, right? So you need to learn a lot of different aspects of how to grow a successful business. And so you want to find the right mentors, but also the right assistants. There's a lot of support people out there on the internet, tech support, personal support, admin support. And I can't even tell you how many times I've seen people hire the wrong person because they don't know how to hire. They don't know how to delegate. You got to figure out how to delegate the right things to the right people and train them. And, you know, frankly, we got in business to run our business. We didn't get in business to necessarily be a trainer, an employee trainer. How does that work, right? So I had to learn those skills too. That's something I had to learn, is how to hire right, how to delegate correctly to the right people, how to price it right as well. And then I teach other clients how to do that. So resources for your business like this are critical to getting to that freedom and getting more income coming in quickly. Because do you want to spend 10 hours on the internet trying to find the right shopping cart for your business or the right virtual assistant when all you have to do sometimes is ask someone like me and we'll give you 3 referrals and you can just pick one? I mean, it's faster. It's so much faster to develop that support system around you with the right people. Okay, then the secret number 5, the 5th secret, is finally always remember to love yourself successful. Be love on a daily basis, and you can't help but attract plenty of the right customers to your business. If you're not being love, what are you being? You're being angry, you're being frustrating, you're being annoying, you're being salesy, you're being pushy, you're being crabby, you're being negative. Just be love, and the world will have a ripple effect, right? It will. It will have a ripple effect in the world, number one, but it'll also attract the right people to you. I can't tell you how many times I've walked into a conference or an event where I hardly know anybody. And people will just come up to me and say, wow, I had to come over and talk to you. You seem to have the best energy. Or your smile was contagious. And I just wanted to know who you were because you have really good energy. It's that energy people are drawn to. And you can feel it. If you're even remotely intuitive at all, and you have a gift to recognize that in others, you need to be that. And you need to know that if you're in negative or a negative energy mode or a needy mode or a I'm here to get mode, you're going to repel people, right? You're going to repel people or attract the wrong people. And that's not good either. So you can think bigger and play bigger in your business so that you can live a bigger life. You just have to take a quick look at everything you're doing in your business, your marketing, and your life to evaluate what possibly needs to shift. I would urge you and encourage you to take a few minutes today while you're listening to this recording right after and just write down a few things that you think you might need to shift. Seriously, what's going on in your personal life totally affects the amount of your success you'll have in your business. So that's what I wanted to share with you today about getting balance. And of course, a lot of the things I mentioned, I can help you with as well. But I'm all, I do have, Tanya mentioned, I do have a lot of free gifts that you can go grab and to listen more about me or check me out. I also hold live events in the Northern California area about 4 times a year. So no matter where you're when you're listening to this audio, if you're interested in coming to an event where it's 3 days of really deep diving into some of this, actually we go through most of this in all my events, and it's really experiential. They're not huge events. They're pretty intimate. You get to meet people. It's a safe environment to really share what you're doing. The schedule of events is at livebigevents.com. livebigevents.com. On that page, you'll find out the one that's coming up next. Plus, you can see my calendar, and I highly recommend you get on my email list to get invites and special deals and coupons and all that kind of stuff to come to an event. And then specifically for this recording and this topic, I do actually have a free 1 hour training where I talk about the 5 secrets to living a bigger life, where I go much more in depth and give you some examples of how you can do some of this yourself. If you want to go and get that free audio, you go to livebigfreegift.com, livebigfreegift.com. And then in case that's not enough, my book, Love Yourself Successful, if you go to loveyourselfsuccessful.com, you can actually get a copy of my book for free right now. It is for free. All you do is you pay a very small shipping and handling fee, and I will sign it myself and send it out to you in the mail, I promise. So that's at loveyourselfsuccessful.com. And then finally, I want to offer something like business-oriented, right? Because those are more self, you know, stuff that you would work on your personal side of your business, in my mind. But for the business, I have a revenue generating checklist. So you know those 10 and 20 marketing strategies I talked about? Well, there's a checklist of 16 things you can do on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis in your business that will cost you little to no money, but will generate business. So a lot of times I have people come to me like, okay, I feel like I'm just wasting time. I'm staring at the computer or Facebook, and I just don't know what to do next to go get clients, right? Well, you can pull out this little checklist, and you can go through it every day or whenever you feel like you're not being productive. You want to pull out this checklist and do one or two things. So if you want that, plus you'll get a free audio on the top 10 revenue generating activities, those marketing strategies. So I go through a whole hour audio for you too on the 10 top marketing strategies. So you can see what you're doing and what's missing and how to implement even a little bit more here and there. You don't have to do them all at once. but at least you'll know what to put on your marketing plan for this coming year. So you can find those two gifts all together in one page if you go to Jumpstart Gift. So jumpstartgift.com. I know that's a lot of URLs, but hey, you might want one thing over the other, right? So, all right. And just all of those pages will get to my contact information. And you can also find me on Facebook. I would love to talk with any of you who have any questions about this or want to find out how to transform your business, your life, and more in a call with me. I'm very accessible, and I just am here to help you make a lot more money doing what you love.